You're listening.
Estás escuchando
Vaughn Radio.
Lo que escuchas
to Vaughn Radio.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Hello, everybody. One, two, three, oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Get on with the show. So let's go. Could I have some freshly made salad, please? Salad listeners, how are you today? I hope you're all doing well. We're feeling pretty good here on Vaughn Radio. Now then, yes, we have some salad news bits coming right up, brought to you by our team of international correspondents. We have Grammar Point on the program. We shall be continuing the theme we've had, you know, the last, you know, week or so of the passive voice. We'll be looking at the passive impersonal, okay? Using to make, to let, to allow, with Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. He'll be here for the whole of the second half of the program. We also have Boost Your Level. Again, with Alan, our grammar expert, he's prepared, you know, a little masterclass for us. We're going to practice with some more basic English and then some more advanced. So it's very important to, you know, just to review the bread and butter, you know, the nuts and bolts, if you like, the meat and potatoes English, first of all. To make sure that's under control. The good way to boost your level is just make sure you have the basics under control. We'll also be looking at some more advanced English as well on boost your level. So stay tuned for that. But first of all, we have a conundrum for you. Little brain teaser. Are you ready? Here it comes. He leaves it all blank the last minutes and never has time to finish blank many tasks. We can say many or all the tasks. Maybe all the tasks might sound better here. Okay, I'm going to improvise and change this on the fly, let's say. So, he leaves it all blank, the last minutes, and never has time to finish blank all the tasks. What do you think, salad listeners? We shall reveal the answer at the end of the first half of the program, but one more time for you. He leaves it all blank, the last minutes, and never has time to finish blank all the tasks. Just going to write down my changes just so I can remember here. I have a little scrap of paper. All the tasks. That makes more sense, I think. Good. Okay, salad listeners, stay tuned for that. Now it's time for Salad News Bits. Now then, are you ready, salad listeners? We have a headline coming right up. Here we go. A China fighter jet intercepts an Australian plane. Okay, salad listeners. So a China fighter jet intercepts an Australian plane. So a China fighter jet. So you say, Gatha, you would say, don't you? A fighter jet. That's right. So in this case, it's a China or a Chinese fighter jet. It intercepts an Australian plane. This could be, an international, problem here. International crisis. A diplomatic crisis between China and Australia. Let's find out what's going on. So we're going over to Canberra. Okay, the capital of Australia. Canberra, you say? Canberra, we say in English. So a Chinese fighter jet intercepts an Australian plane. Who do we have? We have Graham Bruce. Yes, I think we have a live connection. He's our man in Australasia. Graham, can you hear me?
G'day, Dave. Yeah, that's right, mate. Australia has accused the pilot of a Chinese fighter jet of carrying out a dangerous manoeuvre near one of its aircraft over the South China Sea.
Did you catch that, salad listeners? So Australia has accused the pilot of a Chinese fighter jet of carrying out a dangerous manoeuvre maniobra near one of its aircraft over the South China Sea.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. It says the Chinese aircraft released flares and cut in front of the Australian surveillance plane.
So a flare is like una bengala, a flare. So apparently the Chinese aircraft released flares and cut in front, or delante, in front of the Australian surveillance plane. Very dangerous by the sounds of it.
Yeah, that's right, mate. The Chinese jet then released chaff, which is an anti-radar device which includes small pieces of aluminium which entered the Australian plane's engine.
Wow, so chaff. The Chinese plane released chaff, okay, which is an anti-radar device which includes small pieces of aluminium which entered the Australian plane's engine, su motor. Which, imagine, a little piece of aluminium inside the plane's engine. So very dangerous indeed.
Yeah, that's right, mate. So Beijing claims most of the region as its own territory. So the Australian Air Force P-8 maritime surveillance aircraft was intercepted by a Chinese J-16 fighter aircraft during what was a routine maritime surveillance activity, said the Australian Prime Minister. The intercept resulted in a dangerous manoeuvre which did pose a safety threat to the P-8 aircraft and its crew. Now, the Defence Minister has said the Chinese just flew very close in front of the RAF aircraft and then released a bundle of chaff containing the small pieces of aluminium that were ingested into the Australian aircraft's engine. So quite obviously this is very, very dangerous, he said.
Well, absolutely. So this sounds like could be a diplomatic dispute. So this Chinese aircraft cut in front, of an Australian surveillance plane, releasing flares, bengalas, and releasing chaff, small pieces of aluminium which got inside, the engine of the Australian surveillance plane. It's a very dangerous activity.
That's right, mate. Now, in a statement, Australia's Defence Minister said it had for decades undertaken maritime surveillance activities in the region and does so in accordance with international law, exercising the right to freedom of navigation and overflight in international waters and airspace. Now, Beijing has not commented on the incident. China has been building up military infrastructure there in recent years. But in the US, neighbouring countries and others, including Australia, dispute its claim. In February, Australia accused a Chinese Navy ship of shining a military-grade laser towards one of its warplanes over the Arafura Sea off northern Australia. So, yeah, there's certainly some problems there in the South China Seas. And, yeah, it's also a dispute about territory there, you know. So Beijing claims most of this region as its own territory. So, you know, maybe we're going to see more problems of this kind, you know, happening again in the future. So China, you know, fighter jet intercepts an Australian plane. So I'm here in Canberra, Dave. Canberra. Now, did everyone remember that Canberra, or Canberra, you say Canberra, we say, or you heard that Canberra, it's more of an Australian accent, is, the capital of Australia. What's Canberra like? Como es Canberra? What's Canberra like? Right, Dave, as you know, Australia's a beautiful country. Really, Canberra doesn't have much. It's more of a governing city where, you know, you come here. It's an administrative city, if you like, mainly with, the Houses of Parliament and a lot of, official state buildings and not too much else. So it's like the main hub, you know, where all the administration and state organisation is run, mate. You know, so it's not a place I would want to stay for a long time. But, you know, I do come here occasionally when it's more, you know, on government business, mate. But, you know, I prefer Sydney or, you know, other cities, even Darwin in Australia, mate, or Perth. But, you know, so Canberra's not the most beautiful city, but, you know, it's more, you know, administrative. It plays a more administrative role, Dave. So let's see, you know, I think we're going to see more kind of Chinese-Australian, you know, diplomatic crisis in the future, mate. So I'll certainly, keep you up to date on that, mate. So in the meantime, here from Canberra, back to the studio. So, yes. Yeah, diplomatic disputes could become more common between, you know, China and Australia. Let's see. And don't forget, Canberra is the capital of Australia. Many people forget that. So, yes, you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, salad listeners, are you ready for our next headline? So, celebrations as Wales qualify after a 64-year wait. Okay, so Wales. The pronunciation is the same as Ballenas. Could be Wales. Okay, but it's written differently, but the pronunciation is exactly the same. So, celebrations as Wales qualify after a 64-year wait. So, yes, Wales have qualified for the World Cup, El Mundial, after a 64-year wait. Now, you may or may not know that I'm half Welsh. Okay, from my mother's side of the family, my mother and my grandparents, all that side of the family, are from Wales, from Swansea in Wales. So I'm happy about this. So, yes, Wales have qualified after a 64-year wait. Okay. So there are kind of two sides to this headline. That's the first part. Okay, it's a headline in two parts, okay? So celebrations as Wales qualify after a 64-year wait. We're talking about the World Cup, of course. Now, the second part of the headline is Wales take time to comfort Ukraine as they bask in World Cup playoff glory.
Okay. So Wales, they take the time, they were playing against the Ukraine. So they took the time to comfort the Ukraine as Wales bask, you know, in World Cup playoff glory. So when you bask in something, if you're in the sunshine, you're basking in the sun, enjoying, we could say, their World Cup playoff glory. Okay. Yes, we're going over live now. Let's have a look. Yes, we're going over live to Cardiff. Okay, where we have Simon Hallow in Cardiff. He's in Wales in Cardiff. Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right, Dave. So when you've waited 64 years for World Cup qualification, you know, what are a few minutes is the question here. So Wales had just recorded what the captain, Gareth Bale, described as the greatest result in their history. But this was a unique situation, a generation-defining fixture with a difference. It was remarkable that their opponents were even here. With war raging in their homeland following Russia's invasion, Ukraine's footballers had summoned a heroic effort to beat Scotland in their playoff semi-final and almost repeated the feat in Cardiff.
So, yeah, a couple of, miracles. Okay, one is that, you know, Wales have qualified after a 64-year wait. But the next miracle that the Ukraine were even playing, because, you know, after what's going on back home for them. So they beat Scotland in a heroic effort. Okay, and almost repeated the feat, el logro, the feat in Cardiff.
Yes, that's right, Dave. As their exhausted players wept in the rain after their 1-0 loss, you could not help but be moved. After the initial euphoria of the final whistle, when Wales' players sank to their knees and looked to the skies, they rose to their feet and walked over to the corner of Ukraine fans before the home crowd had started their celebrations in earnest. Now, no supporter in the red of Wales or Ukrainian blue and yellow had left their seat. With consoling arms around their opponent's shoulders, Wales players applauded Ukraine's fans who returned the gesture.
Now, this is what you should do. This is sportsmanship and the sporting thing to do. So it's the elation of Wales, you know, getting into the World Cup finals after 64 years. But the sadness of Ukraine after everything that's been happening to their country and then not qualifying. So that, you know, the Welsh players, they went over to the Ukrainian fans, you know, to comfort them. Okay, it's a very sporting thing to do.
Yes, that's right. So the away end's thunderclap then made its way around the rest of the Cardiff City Stadium crowd, including those from Wales, who had been taken to a higher plane by their team's historic achievement, but were taking a moment to recognise their inspiring visitors. Now, I spoke to Wales' manager, Robert Page, who said, "We just wanted to show our appreciation to them and what they're going through as a nation," he said. "I thought the team were outstanding in the two games, and they deserve a lot of credit for what they've done, and their supporters as well. We wanted to show them that respect."
Wow, amazing words from the Wales manager. Okay. So he thought the team were outstanding, sobresaliente, outstanding, okay, over these two games. And he wanted to show them that respect. He says they deserve merecen a lot of, they deserve a lot of credit. Okay, merecen mucho mérito, a lot of credit for what they've done. So to deserve, merecer.
Yes, that's right, absolutely right. So while the admiration for Ukraine was heartfelt, this was also an evening of seismic significance for Wales. Now, in the last half century, which followed, you know, their only other appearance at a World Cup in 1958, Wales's relationship with the competition had come to be defined by agonising failure, often at the last stage or at the final hurdle, we can say. And although this golden generation had qualified for back-to-back European championships and taken Wales to historic new heights with a first semi-final in 2016, their absence from World Cups still represented a psychological barrier they needed to clear. So these players embraced this latest challenge, and unburdened by their nation's past, they overcame it.
Okay, so they overcame it, to overcome, superar. So sometimes, you know, this is a psychological thing. If you failed in the past, it can be psychological. So they overcame, you know, that psychological edge and qualified for the World Cup finals.
Yes, that's right. So, so very, very, very interesting indeed. So now I think it's going to be fascinating. So the Welsh players huddled together on the halfway line to join in singing. Okay, so the fact that only a handful of the Welsh players actually speak Welsh when they're singing their celebratory song, that did not matter. So Gareth Bale, one of the majority who do not speak Welsh, was leading the way, swaying from side to side with his arms around his teammates' shoulders as he belted out the words as if they belonged to the national anthem. So, yes, the man who deflected, a free kick, settled this tie, had been... It was a deflected free kick in the end, and it settled this match or this tie, has been around long enough to remember some of Welsh's football, you know, bad old days. He was out there when Wales were languishing outside the top 100 of the world's rankings. And as the protagonist of Wales' golden days, and these are the days, Bale and his team and his teammates can say they certainly, they're going to go to Qatar with pride, okay, that they're still here and they're playing, you know, and it's been a long wait. 64 years is a long time, Dave. So, yes, Wales will be playing in the World Cup, but they showed how sporting they were and took time to comfort the Ukrainian fans, not only for what's, you know, not qualifying for the World Cup, but what's going on back home. So very sporting indeed. What a gesture. So here from Cardiff, back to the studio, Dave.
So we can say a gesture, un gesto de deportividad, a sporting gesture. That's right, but also celebrations in Wales after a 64-year wait to qualify for the World Cup final. So congratulations. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Then, salad listeners, yes, so there we have it. So a close call there between China and Australia, you know. Chinese fighter jet intercepts an Australian plane. Let's see what happens there diplomatically, okay? We also have Wales qualifying for the World Cup after a 64-year wait. That's good news. Let's see how they get on in the World Cup finals. Now then, what else do we have? We have a conundrum, of course, to solve. So let's just recap. What was our conundrum? It was, he leaves it all blank the last minute and never has time to finish blank all the tasks. Okay, what do you think? He leaves it all blank the last minute and never has... Okay, okay. And never has time to finish blank all the tasks. Well, he leaves it all to the last minute. So to leave everything to the last minute, or to leave it all to the last minute, dejarlo todo para el último momento, you would say. We would say to leave it all to the last minute, or to leave everything to the last minute. Okay. And never has time to finish blank all the tasks. What could go there after finish? Okay. Well, here we could say to finish off all the tasks. So to finish off is terminar, rematar, okay? So, he leaves it all to the last minute and never has time to finish off all the tasks. So to put the finishing touches on something, terminarlo, rematarlo, okay? Good. So very, very, very interesting to leave things to the last minute. You used to say things, okay? Deja todo. He leaves things or everything to the last minute, okay? So he leaves it all to the last minute and never has time to finish off all the tasks. Now we have another conundrum coming up after a short break, salad listeners. Alan Parsons will be here. We also have grammar points, okay? We're continuing, okay, our series on the passive voice. We also have Boost Your Level. We'll be looking at some more basic meat and potatoes English and practicing with some more advanced English too to put you to the test. Stay tuned for that. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Salad.
How do you say conquistar in English? Conquer, to conquer. With Vaughn, you will conquer the English language and make it your friend and accomplice in becoming an effective communicator.
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Escúchanos en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar. Descarga la app de Vaughan Radio.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no probar nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
¿Quieres un planazo de verano para tus hijos en la ciudad? En Vaughan ya lo tenemos todo organizado para que no tengas que preocuparte por nada. Más de 10 colegios en Madrid y alrededores para que aprendan mientras se divierten en nuestros campamentos urbanos. Llama al 91 700 11 99 y te lo contamos todo.
Tú Tú tienes una necesidad real de aprender inglés. Tú buscas los mejores resultados. Lo que para muchos parecía una quimera es ahora una realidad constatable. Llámanos al 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
We're back again with the salad. Now then, yes, welcome back to the programme. Let's have another conundrum as promised. Are you ready? Here we go. I counted blank all the money in my piggy bank and gave it all blank to charity. So I counted blank all the money in my piggy bank. La hucha, piggy bank. And gave it all blank to charity. What do you think, salad listeners? We should reveal the answer at the end of the program one more time. I counted blank all the money in my piggy bank and gave it all blank to charity. Stay tuned for that. Now it's time for Grammar Points. Now then, yes, grammar points. So if you've been listening over the last week or so, you'll know that we've been, well, we have a series, you know, of masterclasses on the passive voice. That's right. So we had an introduction. Then we had the passive voice with prepositions, which was interesting. Okay. So the plan has been carefully looked at. Your meal has already been paid for, okay? The contract needs to be looked at. So the passive voice, that was last week. We looked at the passive voice with prepositions. So again, today we're, you know, going deeper into the world of the passive voice with the help of Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. So Alan, what do you have for us today?
Yes, hello, Dave, that's right. So, yes, the passive voice today. Yes, I want to look at the impersonal passive, okay, using the verbs to make and to allow.
Okay, so it's the impersonal passive voice using to make and to allow. Okay, so to make is hacer, okay, obligar, he made me do it, me obligó a hacerlo. That's right. And, of course, to allow is permitir, of course. Okay? So it's the passive voice. Do you want to explain anything, or should we just dive into the exercise?
Right, I think it's best just to dive into the exercise, Dave, and I'll explain as we go along. Okay, so working with to make and to allow and the passive voice here. Now, remember one thing. To make is never followed, okay, by to in this case. So you could say, yes, he made me do it, as you say, not he made me to do it. He made me do it.
Okay. So in this case, if it's make as obligar, never using to. He made me go. That's right. My dad made me do my homework after school. Me obligó a hacerlo. Never with to in this case. Is that clear?
Now we're going to also practice with to allow. Now, it's to allow someone to do something. So in this case, we can use to. With let, we would never use to. He let me go to the concert, or he allowed me to go to the concert. So with allow, we can use to, but not with make.
Is that clear, salad listeners? Now, we're going to have a look at some examples here. This is the interactive part of the program. So do your best to interact with us here, okay? Translating these into perfect English. This is Grammar Points. Now then, let's have a look at our first example. Translates into perfect English using the passive voice, using make and allow. Okay, let's have a look.
Right, okay. A Peter le hicieron trabajar hasta tarde.
Okay, I mean, so you could say the active example would be they made Peter work late. That's active, okay? So the passive would be Peter was made, okay, to work late. Okay. Peter was made to work late. Okay. That's right. Okay. So in this case, let's have a look at this. So if we're actively using the verb to make, is to make someone do something. Okay. However, if we're using the verb to make in the passive voice, he was made to do it. Okay, Peter was made to work late. So we're going to use, in this case, in the passive voice, to make and to allow with the verb to. Okay? However, the verb to make, if it's not in passive, is active. He made me go. He made me do it. So a little bit of a surprise here. Surprise! This was a bit of a trap, trampa here. Okay, what do you think, Alan?
Yes and no. So I wanted to highlight that the verb to make as in obligar is to make someone do something. Okay? That's the infinitive of the verb. But in the passive voice, it would change to be made to do something with the verb, with their preposition to.
Okay, salad listeners. Yes, Alan is trying to catch us out. Intentapillarnos. He's trying to catch us out. Let's have another example.
No le dejan entrar en aquella habitación.
So we can say, no está permitido. He's not allowed to, you could say, enter that room, you could say. Or to go into. He's not allowed to go into that room, we could say. Okay, good.
Se les permitió ir a casa temprano.
So les permitió. So they, we'll start with the subject, they were allowed to go home early. They were allowed to go home early, salad listeners. Okay, good. You getting the hang of this? Let's have another one.
Right, a Chris le dejaron cogerse el viernes de vacaciones porque era su cumple.
So let's start with the subject, which is Chris here. So Chris was allowed to take Friday off because it was his birthday. So to take a day off. Okay. So Chris was allowed to take Friday off because it was his birthday. Okay. Very good. Let's have another one.
A Tim le hicieron abrir las maletas en la aduana.
How was it aduana in English? Well, we say customs, okay? So we can say Tim was made to open his suitcase. Or las maletas, in this case, suitcases. Tim was made to open his suitcases at customs, salad listeners. Okay, is that clear? So Peter was made to work late, we saw. He's not allowed to go into that room. They were not allowed to go home early. Chris was allowed to take Friday off because it was his birthday. Okay? Tim was made to open his suitcases at customs, salad listeners. Okay, let's keep going. We're working with the passive voice here. We'll be right back. now. What do you have for us?
Right, I want to have a look at another structure here. So we're going to have a look at it plus the verb to be plus the participle.
It plus the verb to be plus the participle. Maybe it's best to look at some examples.
Yes, I fully agree, Dave. So let's look at some examples and all will become clear. So here's our first example.
Do your best to translate these into perfect English. So it's it plus the verb to be plus participle. Keep interacting with us here.
Se piensa que mi vecino es un espía.
Okay, so it is thought that my neighbor is a spy. It is thought that my neighbor is a spy. So se piensa. You think it says pensar? Okay. So something like, está pensado, it's thought. So it is thought that my neighbor is a spy. So we're using the verb to think. So it's the verb it plus the be plus participle of the verb we're using, which is think in this case, to be thought. It is thought that my neighbor is a spy.
Se sabe que la economía no está muy bien en estos momentos.
Okay, so it is known that the economy isn't going well or doing well, if you like, at the moment. You could even say that it is known the economy isn't very good at the moment, but I think isn't going well at the moment or doing well at the moment sounds good.
Se espera que el 2023 sea un mejor año para la economía.
Well, we can say it is expected that 2023 will be a better year for the economy. It is expected. It is expected that 2023 will be a better year for the economy.
Se dice que Mike es inocente.
Okay. Se dice decir. Just say. It is said. Okay. It is said that Mike is innocent. Okay. It is said that Mike is innocent, salad listeners. Nice and easy. So it's it plus the verb to be plus the participle. Let's have one more.
Se acordó que sería demasiado costoso subir el salario de todos.
Se acordó, acordar, to agree. So it was agreed que sería demasiado costoso subir, that it would be too expensive or too costly, we can say, to raise everybody's salaries, okay? So it was agreed that it would be too costly to raise everybody's salaries. Okay, excellent stuff, salad listeners. So we've seen it is thought that my neighbor is a spy. It is known that the economy isn't doing well at the moment. It is expected that 2023, should I say, will be a better year for the economy. It is said that Mike is innocent. And finally, it was agreed that it would be too costly to raise everybody's salaries. Is this the end of the passive voice series, Alan?
Right, I have one other little surprise in store for everybody. So there will be a fourth installment of our passive voice series. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, ta-ta.
Well, stay tuned for the fourth installment of the passive voice. That could come any time. It'll be a surprise. Surprise! This has been Grammar Points. Now then, boost your level, salad listeners, as promised. We're going to be testing, you know, on the basics and then, more advanced English. But remember, one of the best ways to really improve your level is to make sure you're not making any silly mistakes with the basics, the bread and butter here, okay? So let's just get straight into it. Here's a little test that Alan's devised for us to practice the basics here. Okay, so interact with us here. This is Boost Your Level.
Right, okay, first of all, se cae una moneda de hacerlo.
Okay, so, salad listeners, translate this into perfect English. This is basic stuff. I know there is a way to do it. Okay? Present tense, I know, with a contraction, there's a way to do it.
Nadie sabe porque ella se fue.
Nobody knows why she left. Okay? Nobody knows why she left. So we have a little pause in there after why. I know why he did it. Nobody knows why she left. Okay? So don't make mistakes here with your basic stuff. Okay? Let's keep going.
Todo el mundo piensa que va a nevar.
Okay. Everyone thinks it's going to snow. Everyone thinks it's going to snow. So everybody, todo el mundo. It's third person singular. Everyone thinks it's going to snow, salad listeners. Okay? Let's have another one.
Pienso visitar a Tom pronto.
Okay. So, I'm planning to visit Tom soon. Okay. Now, this is interesting. So, pensar hacer, planning to. Okay. So, I'm planning to visit Tom soon, salad listeners. Okay. So, remember, we are thinking about, estoy pensando en visitar a Tom. I'm thinking about visiting Tom. Pienso visitar a Tom. I'm planning to visit Tom. So if you're saying thinking to or something like that, that would sound terrible. I'm thinking to visit Tom. Nope. I'm planning to visit Tom. Make sure you get that. Use it properly. Get interactive English. Okay, next.
Febrero es un mes frío.
Okay. February is a cold month. Okay. Or even with a contraction, February is a cold month.
Él tiene problemas de salud.
Well, he has health problems. Okay, it's third person singular. Has, he has health problems.
¿Quién no?
¿A quién no? Who doesn't? Because he has health problems. If you think the question is, does he have health problems? ¿A quién no? Who doesn't? It's third person singular. Reason to have problems. Who doesn't? Okay.
Yo no tengo problemas de ningún tipo.
Okay. I don't have problems of any kind.
Tienes mucha suerte.
You're very lucky. So to be lucky, you're very lucky.
Right, okay, and the last one here on the basic stuff. No es una cuestión de suerte.
No es una cuestión de suerte, salad listeners. Okay, so, it's not a question of luck, so no es. It's not a question of luck, salad listeners. Okay, good. So that's our first part, the meat and potatoes. This is Boost Your Level. Now then, let's have part two. So make sure you have the basics under control, you know, your bread and butter. Let's have part two. Okay, some more advanced English. So do your best to translate this into perfect English, to practice, to boost your level. Okay, you ready?
Fueron advertidos del peligro.
So warned, so to warn is advertir. They were warned of the danger. They were warned of the danger.
Más vale que te vayas, porque si no.
Más vale Hmm. So you had better. So Masbalis had better. So you had better leave because otherwise. So it's had better plus infinitive without to. It's a bare infinitive. So you had better leave because otherwise. Porque si no. Okay, so had better. It's pretty high level stuff.
High level!
Get that interactive English next.
¿Me estás amenazando?
¿Me estás amenazando? Well, the verb is to threaten. Amenazar. To threaten. Are you threatening me? Are you threatening me? Well, that's a good one. So to threaten. Are you threatening me? Okay, so pronunciation threat. Threaten. Threatening. Okay, let's keep going.
Más vale que sigas mi consejo.
Hmm, okay. So again with had better. So you had better follow my advice. Or with the contraction, you'd better follow my advice.
Lo compré de segunda mano.
Okay. I bought it second hand. Not from or of or anything. I bought it second hand.
Siempre te estás quejando del calor.
So to complain about, you're always complaining about the heat. El calor, not the hot, but the heat. You're always complaining about the heat.
No deberías haber venido aquí.
Hmm, okay, so you shouldn't have come here. No deberías haber. You shouldn't have come here. Okay, there are three left. Keep translating these into perfect English. Are you ready?
Estás sonando el teléfono.
Salud, listeners. Estás sonando el teléfono. The phone's ringing with contraction. The phone is the phones. The phone's ringing. Let's have the penultimate one.
Yo lo cojo.
Okay, the phone's ringing. Yo lo cojo. I'll get it. The verb to get, coger. The phone's ringing. I'll get it. And the last one, salad listeners.
Para quién es?
So translate that to perfect English. To go out on a high note, para quién es? Who's it for? That's right. Who's it for, salad listeners? Thanks very much, Alan. It's been a little test to boost your level. Some of the basics, the nuts and bolts, the bread and butter English, the meat and potatoes, if you like, and some more advanced stuff. All so you can boost your level. Yes, just to finish off today. Ah, we already learned finish off. Rematar, to finish off. We had that in the first conundrum. He leaves it all to the last minute and never has time to finish off all the tasks. So to finish off today, okay, we have our second conundrum, which was and is, I counted blank all the money in my piggy bank in La Ucha and gave it all blank to charity. What do you think, salad listeners? So I counted up all the money in my piggy bank and gave it all away to charity. Okay? So it makes sense. You count up because the number keeps getting bigger. It goes up, not down. Well, you can also count down. 10, 9, 8. That's count down. You would count up as money normally would count up. Unless you're in the red, if you have an overdraft, you're counting down. Okay, so anyway, so I counted up all the money in my piggy bank. It makes sense. You're adding up, you're counting up. Also, to add up is sumar, to count up all the money in my piggy bank and gave it all away to charity. Give money away, como regalar. That's right. To charity, caridad. Like an NGO, an ONG, you might say. Okay. A non-governmental organization. That's right. An NGO. So, or just charity, we can say. So I counted up all the money in my piggy bank and gave it all away to charity. That's right, salad listeners. Now stay tuned to Vaughan Radio because Drive Time is coming up.
¿Te suena eso?
With Kyle Miller, that's right. The man is in the building, salad listeners. And don't forget the salad every day from 5 to 6 p.m. on Vaughan Radio. See you tomorrow, same time, same place on the salad.
How do you say superar in English? Overcome, to overcome. With Vaughan, you will overcome the obstacles and gain the fluency you need to be an effective communicator.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833